The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Let me read for you what went up on the website of the Road Safety Authority yesterday. It reads, from Monday the 9th of April 2018, you will need a public services card to apply for a driving licence or learner permit. The public services card will now be the only form of identity accepted at national driving licence centres when applying for the first time or when renewing your driving licence or learner permit. It will be used to verify your name, PPS number, address and identity. Liam Herrick from the Irish Council of Civil Liberties, what's wrong with that?
Well, I think we'll find out very quickly when individuals going to renew their licences who have a valid licence and presumably probably a valid passport as well are now told at incredibly short notice that they're going to have to apply, first of all, for a public service card with no clear reason why they have to do that before they go then and apply separately for the driver's licence afterwards. One interesting question in this is, what is this meant to achieve? If I have a valid driver's licence already and I've gone through checks and balances to get that over the years there is no suggestion that we are aware of that there's a problem out there of people fraudulently having driver's licences. So what added level of security does this provide? And this is at a time when the Data Protection Commissioner is currently conducting an investigation into whether there's a legal basis for the public service card system as it is. So while that investigation is ongoing, we have no reference to the legal basis for this new extension, and there's no clear case made for the necessity of this.
It's interesting that they use the phrase only form of identity, because I thought the public services card is not supposed to be an identity card.
Well, what it essentially is that it's a proof of identity, and what they're effectively saying is that passports and driver's licences are no longer considered secure enough to prove your identity without any case being made for how this is in any way safer. I saw on the piece on their website today, they refer to the fact that this will help solve the problem of unlicensed people driving on the roads. Now, that suggests that they are saying that there's a problem out there of people holding driver's license at the moment that have fraudulently obtained them. We're not aware of any evidence whatsoever that that is the case.
Senator Martin Conway, Fine Gael. What's going on here? Is this the government's attempt to introduce an identity card by the back door under the guise of calling it a public services card?
Absolutely not. The public services card is far from a national identity card.
You need to tell the Road Safety Authority, because it says, and I quote it again, I read it again, the public services card will now be the only form of identity accepted.
It is a form of identity. Of that, there's no doubt, Matt.
Oh, so it is an identity card.
But it's not a national identity card. But it is absolutely a form of identity. And, you know, your other guest there...
Liam Herrick from the Irish Council for Civil Liberties.
Liam made the point about the amount of non-licensed drivers. And, you know, I hate to disagree with him, but, you know, from what I hear, there is quite a number, although a minority and a clear minority, but there are... a number of what I describe as fake or fraudulent driver's licenses.
And where do you hear that from? Where are the stats to back that up?
Well, look, it's a fact of life. You talk to anyone working in a nightclub, the amount of young ones who produce fake driver's licenses to get in is very clear and very simple. And the bottom line is that this has to be dealt with. A driver's license is an accepted form of identification, and it has to be properly foolproof as much as possible. I personally don't have a problem with it whatsoever.
What's wrong with a passport and a utility bill?
Yeah, well, if you're applying for a passport...
bringing a passport for your driver's licence.
Well, it's up to the Road Safety Authority to defend that, but I'm saying that I do not, and I can't see why anybody would not have a problem using a PSC card, which is a form of identification in terms. And by the way, if you were doing a theory test any time since last June, you were required to produce
because the government has ordered that to be the case. I mean, this is not an initiative of the Road Safety Authority. The government have set out an obligation on the Road Safety Authority to require this as the only form of identity.
And I think the other point that should be made as well, Matt, is that this card all it has extra compared to what's already on the system is a signature and a photograph. It streamlines services, and furthermore, it helps. It doesn't eliminate, but it certainly helps to eliminate fraud. And I think your listeners who are driving home from work this evening would want to see their government dealing with fraud.
Most of the text messages coming into 0874100102 are furious about this, Martin.
And as it happens, Matt, since this card was introduced, there has been over 160 separate cases of fraud identification, which is people fraudulently claiming the hard-earned taxes of your listeners, you and me, and this card, by its very presence, has eliminated that fraud. I think that's a very welcome development, because at the end of the day, there are people on trolleys and there are people waiting for social housing that are legitimately waiting to be dealt with. And you have
I'm going to give Liam Herrick a chance to respond to all of that, Martin.
I mean, Matt, what we've got here is an administrative scheme that has got out of control, and the government is trying to justify it after it has extended way beyond its original intention. The first justification is that this is somehow more secure. Now, Martin has said there that it's more secure because there's a photograph and a signature.
What's to stop these cards being forged as well? He's just talking about young ones going into discos with forged IDs. So why can't the public services card be forged?
Well, I mean, we know that the security check here, there's a facial scan taken, but as you know, there's a photograph taken when you apply for your driver's license or for your passport at present. The other case is the economic case. Martin has said that 160 cases of social welfare fraud, which is a completely different area.
Nothing to do with driver's licenses.
160 cases have been proven to have been prevented by the public service card. Even if that we accepted that that were the case, we know that it's cost 50 million at the very least. We know the CNAG has said that the government made no economic case for the savings that were going to come from the public service card system. So even if those savings were true, they clearly wouldn't justify the cost of this system. And I go back again and say, our Data Protection Commissioner in November of last year launched an investigation into whether there was a valid legal basis for this scheme. That investigation is ongoing, and at the same time the government has now said that it has to be used as the only way of getting a driver's license. Martin said it's not a national ID card. We are now at a situation where you have to use it as the only form of accessing social welfare, the only form of accessing the state pension, the only form of getting a driver's license, and from the fourth quarter of this year, the only form of identity to get a passport. Now, if that's not mandatory and compulsory, I don't know what is.
Martin Conway, try and respond to that one for us.
I'll go back to the point I made at the very beginning.
But give us a fresh point.
Well, I'll go back to the point, because sometimes, Matt, you need to reiterate the point. And the point is that this card has already started to reduce the amount of fraud. What is wrong with cross-referencing? Nothing whatsoever. At the end of the day, I think the more checks and balances that are in place before people are issued either with passports or with driver's license is good. There should be as many checks and balances as possible. A passport or a driver's license from this country is a very, very valuable document. And I absolutely believe that we should do everything we possibly can to eradicate and eliminate any fraud of those documentations. And, you know, the PSC card has a chip in it. So it would be very, very hard for anybody to actually fraudulently produce one of them. And, you know, I really believe that we as legislators have a responsibility to ensure that we reduce fraud of very important...
Well, Stephen Cork says, and lots of people saying this, I'll have to renew my passport next year. Face-to-face appointments are required at the social welfare branch offices. Most of the country works during these hours. Are they insane? How are we supposed to do this? Lots of people complaining that they have been required to take time off of work at their own expense to go and get a card which they feel they shouldn't have to have. I'm going to leave it there. Thank you to both of you, Senator Martin Conway and also Liam Herrick from the Irish Council for Civil Liberties.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.